friends, and a big hurting good afternoon to you. This is Studio Usher U Jardin. Bring me my happiest girl in the whole USA. I call for my Madam Fabulina.
Oh, you can call all day. You honk the horn in front of my house and I will not come out.
And where is my little man with the strength of a million men?
Yeah.
Manado, come little manure, come.
Thank you, Hugh Jardin, our studio usher, 4 minutes after 3 o'clock. Hi, Robin, how are you?
I'm really good.
Yeah, good. That's I'm glad to hear about that. You said you weren't feeling well and you didn't want me to mention any food items, so I didn't.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Gravy, greasy gravy.
Gravy.
All right, enough.
Today, young Velvinus will be along in a few minutes at 3:30 this afternoon to tell you about the Pope's conference with the Cardinals, all right? She is the one we have selected to do this.
This is a travesty. If I were a Catholic, I would be a Baptist right now.
Yeah.
I would be so disgusted.
If I were a Baptist right now, I'd be a Nazarene.
You are a Nazarene.
That it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
At 4:15, we spin the Melody Ranch quiz wheel. Oh, look at that, baby. It's a beauty, balanced like a fine Swiss watch. Isn't that gorgeous? At 5, the Modest Art Teal will tell you about Paul Abbott. God, was he booed last night?
They were
booing.
Should have been.
You don't boo Paul. You don't,
Oh, yeah. It's baseball, and if you're Paul Abbott, you deserve to be booed.
Right now.
What?
Let's milk the news cow.
No, you just hold on a second. Who's on the telephone holding? Hello.
Hi. My name's Jeff. I'm from Winneville, and I just wanted to comment on what you said about Paul Abbott.
And what'd we say about Paul Abbott, Jeffy? Little Jeff?
He should have been booed.
I said he should have been, yes.
Yeah, he was booed.
Well, I think that was totally uncalled for.
Do you?
Because his father just died about 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, the guy's going through a hard enough time.
Well, let me explain this to you, Jess. I understand that. But when you are the highly paid professional, you have choices to make. And it's sad that his father passed away. I didn't know that.
No, neither did I.
On the same token, it's up to Paul. Paul could have said, you know what, Lou? My dad died a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not the guy that's going to go out and win that game for you. So there are decisions to be made. And it's not as though we don't have compassion for Paul Abbott. It's just that that is one's entitlement when they go to see professional sports. It's all part of the package. There's good and there's bad.
So, Jess, I appreciate your phone call. And I think that you're a very sweet fella.
He's an okay kid.
And you're a big Mariners fan. Who's your favorite player?
Well, they should use Joel Piñeiro a lot more.
You like Piñeiro?
He kicks ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Why are they giving Ryan Franklin a chance? The guy's a beanpole.
He started the other day, and didn't he hold his own?
I know he did a great job, but I mean, why?
You're discriminating on a man because he's a beanpole?
He's a wad. I mean,
he's a wad. How old are you?
My God, this kid. So what if he's skinny? So what if he's 11 feet tall and weighs 13 pounds? If he gets the ball over the plate, who cares?
But why should he get a chance when he blew it so badly in the start of the season? And Piñeiro has just been on. I mean, you can't hit the guy.
Because, kid, life is a game of chances. You'll get some, too. Nobody's going to...
Hey, kid, you didn't answer my question. Who's your favorite Mariner?
It's got to be Mark McLemore.
Okay. Right. I was going to say, you're going to be contrary. You won't go with the norm because you're a kid in the know, aren't you?
Hey, I'm a huge Mariner fan.
Listen to you, kid. How old are you?
I'm 14.
All right. Well, soon they'll drop and your voice will sound like mine. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. All right, sweetheart.
Go away. Keep your nose clean.
What is with this? Are the kids that are calling the show?
The kids have taken over the show.
The kids are calling, and they're three times as smart as our average listener.
It's nice. It's kind of the new way.
I love the kids thing.
Let's milk the news cow here and see what we come up with at 10 minutes after 3.
What'd you get there? Yeah, there's some curd. There's some whey.
That's it. All right, there we are. Cub Scouts on Bainbridge have just set the Guinness Book of World Records for the most number of people sitting simultaneously on whoopee cushions.
Where's that?
Yeah, on Bainbridge. It was the Cub Scouts. Yeah, flatulence. Now, I guess you get your flatulence badge in the Scouts.
Thank you, Lord. The most merciful.
Time's up. Hello. Look at the time. Look at the time. We haven't done the five set.
I'm looking
set.
At the time. What do you want me to do?
Well, we haven't done the five set.
Well, get on that? It, Betty.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. You're caller 8.
Close call.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Hello, caller 9.
Hello.
Hello.
Bob and Paris.
Hi, you guys. You're caller number 9. Did you know you're number 9?
Hi, Maynard.
Hi,
Maynard.
Hello.
How's your contest going?
Well, you know, we're looking for...
I have a question about the artist.
Yeah.
The artist of the day.
Well, the Rolling Stones, we're the art. We just heard them,
well,
yeah.
Well, we're wondering if it always has to be somebody in music. Could it be the artist of the day? Could it ever be like Norman Rockwell or Monet?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Interesting you would pair those two.
I'm just wondering.
Or maybe even us, because last week we just made a macaroni sculpture.
Did you really?
Yeah. Mm.
Did you make a necklace?
So, did we win or not?
Nope.
Did you win what?
Your money.
You've lost.
Yeah.
Man, what do you think of this guy, John Wayne?
Looks like we got ourselves a ladies' man.
That's right, little Nancy boy.
Hey, I got to do this. It's
what is
because
it?
We're getting late here. It's 3:38 now. Here is the tantalizing
honey face.
You have some things overheard at the conference between the Pope and the Cardinal. What were those things, honey face?
Well, there was more than one Cardinal. I'll tell you that.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Catholic, so I got invited.
I'm sorry, say that.
I'm Catholic, so I got invited.
Yes, you are. You're a Roman Catholic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, I made sure I talked dirty in Latin so he wouldn't understand a word. Look, I'm not going to do all this kneeling without some fringe benefits. We already have all those candles on the altar. Why can't we add a little soft mood music too? You guys suck since Mark McGuire retired. Sorry, wrong Cardinals.
Hi, Rick Jones here, and you know I like this Robin and Maynard crap as much as the next guy. And that's why I'm ducking in here with a sponsorship phone number. 1-800-DIVORCE connects you to Goldberg Jones. Okay?
Outstanding.